4. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hello, Nurse Garnett. How are you today?
Hi, Brady. I'm doing well. What can I help you with?
Well, I heard an announcement on the student radio station that the University Alumni Association offers health insurance.
Yes, that's right. It's really very good insurance.
I was wondering how I could get it after I graduate in May.
Since it's offered by the Alumni Association, the health insurance is available to any former university student, as long as the student has received his or her diploma. The only thing required is a complete physical. They just want to know what kind of health you're in before they insure you.
Well, I have diabetes, but other than that, I'm completely healthy.
Then you should have no problem getting approved for coverage once you graduate.
What kind of policies do they offer?
There are actually a lot of different options. Coverage starts out with a $1,000 deductible. That's the part you pay before the insurance kicks in, and a $45 copay. The copay just determines how much you will have to pay for basic services, like a doctor's visit. The insurance will pay for the rest.
So basically, if it's anything minor, the insurance doesn't help at all. How much does that policy cost per month?
It would probably be about $150 a month for someone your age.
That's pretty expensive, considering it only covers major medical problems. It wouldn't even pay for my diabetes medicine or my regular checkups.
True, but it is all-inclusive. The insurance the Alumni Association offers includes just about every kind of doctor. It will take care of specialists, eye doctors, even dentists. Most insurance companies are limited to regular doctors, maybe vision coverage, but it's very rare for an insurance policy to include coverage for dentists and specialists.
Well, I hope I never get sick enough to need a specialist, and I really think that extra coverage would just be a waste of money for me. I just need insurance to help cover the normal stuff, a checkup, medicine, that kind of stuff. I don't want to pay for coverage I hope to never use. I would rather just pay for those things if I have to, instead of all the time.
Well, no one thinks they're going to need health insurance for the bigger stuff, but the reality is, a lot of people do need extensive insurance coverage.
I know, but I can't afford to pay for it. I guess I'll just have to do without health insurance.
You shouldn't give up just yet. Go ahead and take this brochure. It explains all the benefits I mentioned in a little more detail. Think about it for a while. Really, it is a good insurance policy.
Okay, I'll take it and look it over. Thanks for the information.
No problem. I hope it helps.
1. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
The only thing required is a complete physical. They just want to know what kind of health you're in before they insure you.
Well, I have diabetes, but other than that, I'm completely healthy.
Then you should have no problem getting approved for coverage once you graduate.
What does the woman mean when she says this?
Then you should have no problem getting approved for coverage once you graduate.
Two. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
Well, I hope I never get sick enough to need a specialist, and I really think that extra coverage would just be a waste of money for me. I just need insurance to help cover the normal stuff, a checkup, medicine, that kind of stuff. I don't want to pay for coverage I hope to never use.
Why does the student say this?
I don't want to pay for coverage I hope to never use.
3. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
Go ahead and take this brochure. It explains all the benefits I mentioned in a little more detail. Think about it for a while. Really, it is a good insurance policy.
What does the woman mean when she says this?
Really, it is a good insurance policy.